last time on Painted Black.
A lot of those rides, like, oh, what was it, Splash Mountain with the old black guy. It was really freaking racist.
Oh, you're not going to like it this fall. Like,
I think you should try
thank you, racist bear.
Can you imagine what Disney World would have been like had it lived longer?
No Jews?
Eisner!
That's the primary difference.
Yeah. I feel like he funded the Nazis in some way. Like, I can't prove it.
But the first fucking model of their helmet had ears on it.
It
got in the way, so.
There's a movie
it's
on
it. It's not practical. We can't go to war like this.
They're
like targets.
They are.
Oh, the basketeers are coming over the hill. What the fuck's going on?
Cat had just nodded like approvingly, like, I can get down with mobile abortion.
Look, yeah. if my teenage daughter had that park in front of my house, at least I don't got to worry about it.
Right.
Honestly, you're a whore, but you're a smart whore. I took care of that.
Ten
you have to dress like the Ghostbusters.
Can you let them raw dog it, you dirty bitch? Mobile abortion can get big.
And women would go on little boats over there onto the ships where they're in international waters, so it's okay, and have abortions on the sea.
Did they ever hear about, like, a staircase or anything?
Oh, they shot! No, you and...
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Painted Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
Well, that previously on just made us sound like awful people.
A further retrospect of the Ghostbusters / abortion thing symbol, it should be like a clear fetus given like the, you know, the fucking number
Jesus
one.
Jesus Christ,
two, right?
Seriously?
Once, yeah. Once it's a full baby.
No, it's not a baby baby. Like
it's yours.
Yeah, it's a zygote. It's 3 months, no more.
I mean, but I
first
feel like
trimester.
If it's too clear, though, I think Ghostbusters has the right to sue. It's like, you're basically biting off.
Not if you see the veins in it.
You can't make it too realistic. People might think twice.
Right, it's got to be cartoony.
Yeah.
He's got veins, but maybe he's also winking at you.
We're disgusted.
Instead of I'm not afraid of no ghosts, I'm just afraid of responsibility.
Anyway, welcome to Painted Black Podcast. We have a light episode this week. Just the three of us. Old school.
Word.
For nice. Anybody who's been following the show, and I hope people...
This is the 92nd one.
I hope people have to remember when it was just the three of us.
Yeah, it's evolved into a nice... like snowball of racism and ridiculous comments.
So anyway, I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yo.
And Lou.
Yo, what's up?
So, how was your guys' week?
Happy Friday, finally.
Happy Friday.
Oh, yeah, I went to a charity event for some fucked up disease. I don't know, but it's terrible.
Some fucked up disease.
Some fucked up disease.
So they did their job and gave you some awareness.
I donated money to them, but like I was, you know. There was a lot of free food and booze, so by the time they started talking about the disease, I was in the bag.
I went to that last year. It was hazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have an hour and a half cocktail hour. You're just eating and drinking, and then they usher you in, and then all of a sudden they start talking about the problem. You're like, I have no idea what's going on, man, but keep bringing them. So that was fun. Yeah, man, can't complain. It was a good week.
How about you, Lou?
Just artwork and shit, man. Just killing it.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot to contribute.
What about you, Pete?
Yeah.
Don't get me started. Dealing with evil people this week.
The devil, in fact.
The devil.
Mm-hmm.
My job imploded, but fuck it. Ended a relationship, but fuck that.
I always took the end of relationships as the birth of fun. Like,
but when you have the two at once, where your job ends and then your relationship ends, you can't even go out and fuck around as much as you'd like.
Wow, he took his job! He took it! Go! Took it!
Thank you.
How much is, I don't know, 18 cases of Natty Light cost? Like, what, $10?
Look, I've been doing fine on that front, but I'm talking, like, the actual out-and-about life.
Oh, that's overrated as shit.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I kind of like it. Anyway,
there's the internet, man. Like, you just go find a stupid trollop on the internet, man.
A trollop?
Yeah.
I like that word.
Newfangled invention with an old-timey word. That's how I like to roll sometimes.
Trollop.
Yeah, man. You ever have Tinder, man? Dude, my friend who I just went to the benefit dinner last night with, he hit this girl on Tinder. He got 3 blowjobs in one night. Like, that is 3 separate dick buffs in one night.
3 different girls?
No, same bitch.
Wow.
She's a repeat customer. I'm telling you that much. So wow. Like, he's like, well, I mean, she's a giver. Like,
right.
Hey, look, I'm not going to lie. I dipped back into the hookup well last night of old booty calls, and I, you know, made my night worthwhile. But it sucks not being able to be out and living a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, moving on. Things will be just fine.
All right, nice.
Let's do some news with Lou's.
Lou's news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
All right, as always, when I do the news, I'm not even sure what's going to happen. No fucking clue what's going on.
I like the way you roll with this.
You know, not too much news. It's more, it's just fucking around, really.
Isn't that the point of this whole thing?
Exactly. Yeah. People aren't listening to learn.
No.
No.
This is not on PBS. Like, no one's learning anything.
This is not NPR.
Plus, well, technically, you could learn something if you just follow the exact things, the opposite.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, like, we are not role models.
No.
Maybe Pete a little bit.
No.
Not
no, he's not a role model. He's just a citizen.
Compared to us, though. Yeah. He's the voice of reason. Compared to
you, racist asshole.
Right. After the show, it's like... It was a little too much. And me and him were like, really? Like, I don't know.
You just did 40 minutes on abortion, and I got to be like, well, that might be enough of that.
We also did a lengthy thing on...
Didn't know you were part of the NAACP, bro. Don't you calm down?
Walt Disney and the Nazis.
Those two things are not related, for the record.
I enjoyed that whole bit.
Walt NCAA? What
was it? NCAA, really?
NAACP?
National Association for the Advancement of Colored People?
There you go.
That's what
you're going for?
Yeah.
I don't know how that relates.
They call themselves colored people?
Right?
It's an old name.
I thought that was like a put down.
You would think.
Or like they didn't like that.
It should be like that. It should be called NAB. Like, well, it's the just National like Advancement Association for Brothers or something like that.
It's like, just like the fact that there's a United Negro College Fund.
Yeah.
Ooh, using the Negro word?
That's not a bad word, though.
I thought that was frowned upon now.
No. Negro?
I thought it was African American. Or yeah. If you're not in America.
What if you're Jamaican, though? Like,
then you're black.
African American.
I thought black was the. I don't know.
No, I think you could definitely. Like, they would get. I think you would get pissed if you were called black. Like, no, I'm.
I heard that people out. Like, if you meet a black British guy and you call him African American, he's going to be pissed. But if you call him black, he's cool.
Well, it's because there's no African American.
That's the point. It's a pretentious term created by Americans.
Now, would you be upset if you called him a redcoat? Like, would you be upset about that?
Maybe. Depends on the context.
This is like when Jefferson Twilight has to explain why he only hunts blackulas.
Blackulas? I'm a blackula hunter.
There's no PC word for that.
Now, I'm not sure about the lore of Blackula, but does he start his day like 2 in the morning or something like that? Like, cause...
Well, I did see Blackula versus Black Frankenstein, and I'm pretty sure it starts around midnight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little late. Dusk is a little too early.
It's a shitty movie.
That's fucked up. You
know? Surprise. Blackula versus Black Frankenstein.
I don't know. I think it was... Or maybe it was awesome.
Maybe it was Blackenstein. I don't know if they abbreviated it.
Right.
How did he get away with that?
He ripped that honky's heart clear out of his chest.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen. All right.
All right, so some actual news 10 minutes later. There's this guy not getting laid from his wife.
Is this the one I'm scared of?
No.
Okay, there's a story coming up that I'm scared of.
He decides that he needs some kind of evidence. So he starts making a spreadsheet. Detailing, like, did I have sex this night? No. Why? And then detailed description.
This is a lot of effort for not getting... If he put half the effort into getting laid,
yeah,
it might work out better for him.
So, he sent her an email with the spreadsheet and just being like, what the fuck? Here are some of the excuses we have here. No, I'm watching the TV.
The TV.
He puts in parentheses, friends rerun.
Well, if anything would not get you laid more. Yeah. Seeing that show.
Yeah. But next night, I feel sweaty and gross. I need a shower. Parentheses, didn't shower until the morning. Next one, she didn't list a reason. Next one, I'm exhausted. Finally, yes.
He did get laid.
What was the reason why, though?
He doesn't list a reason for yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why is this cheating everyone?
Yeah, man. I kind of want to know why. Well, you know what? I bet this guy's probably stinky. Like, he probably just, like a smelly dude. This girl's making excuses. I'm too tired, blah, blah, blah.
It's a lot of that stuff, but I will say, at least the following excuse makes him kind of sound good. Because he's like, she says, I'm still a bit tender from yesterday.
Poke in the whiskers.
So,
that's a compliment, dude, I guess.
Okay. All right.
That's like one of those things that she's like, he probably didn't hit it hard at all. He's just like, I'm just still sore from yesterday, baby. And she's just like.
And then she gets to watch Real Housewives in peace. Yeah.
Yes.
But this guy is averaging one time every 10 days.
That's not a bad record. How long has he been married?
Doesn't say.
Okay.
Probably a while. If you're making a spreadsheet.
If you resort to Microsoft Excel, you've been having some problems.
Yeah. This guy, but you know what? This guy doesn't deserve to get laid. He's making spreadsheets on his getting laid. So, yo, take this bitch out to dinner, get her nice with wine, and then rail her, man. Come on, man. It doesn't take that much to get you.
Just do the job right.
Hmm?
She'll come back from.
That's right. That's it. You don't have to really do the job right. Just take the bitch out to dinner.
Spend some money.
That's true. Yeah. Spend a couple bucks.
Buy a little vino.
Mm-hmm. Little vino would be Kino.
Boo.
All right.
That's from Bachelor Party. Tom Hanks.
I don't care.
Ah.
Boo. All
right. So on to the next one. I picked this one thinking it was going to be stellar because of the title. Arrested man's pizza prank at the police station completely.
Boom! Yummy!
And I was thinking like, oh my God, I hope it's a pizza blaster.
Pizza blast.
Fucking
do you have the thing? Do you have my favorite soundbite?
You know I do. You know I do. Here we go.
This is my favorite one.
The next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face.
Because I read this one too. And the whole time I was reading that, I was waiting for that to happen.
Unfortunately, this is just one of those dumb fucking order pizza for someone gags. And then they're like, I didn't order that pizza.
Lame.
Except he did it to the cops who can trace calls.
Is this guy 14?
He looks like he's 30 something. I don't know. He just looks like a dick, though.
He looks like a dick.
I never got why that was such like a prank. Like, why would you get so giggly over like sending all these pizzas to this person's house when, like, I've had that done to me one time by a twit, right? And she sent these all, like, we had a bad breakup, and she sent all this pizza guy to my house, and there was an Indian guy from Domino's who I couldn't talk to. He was just like, and he just was like not hearing. I was like, guy, I know the pizza, leave me alone. But there was a white guy, and I was just like, I was talking to him, American guy I should say, and I was like, dude, the person who did this has genital warts. And then he was like, that is disgusting. I know. And I said, if you want the money for it, here's this person's address, name, and phone number. And I was like, but you don't touch her. and this guy was like, he had a bad taste in his mouth. He's like, I'm going to throw out the pizza. I didn't even want to. Ugh, disgusting. So I never got why that was such like a great prank when like it really didn't do anything for me.
No, it's like, take this. It's a mild inconvenience.
But realistically, you're hurting small businesses. Like, the pizza place is out of pizza, which, I mean, it's just dough and cheese and sauce. It's probably a couple bucks, but... You know,
if I got a couple pizzas, now not, I'm talking 50 pizzas, but if I got a couple pizzas, I would be kind of cool with that. Like, all right, I got some food.
If it was like a pizza that and I was hungry and I was like, well, I'd be like, yeah, it's me.
If it was a door-to-door like dog shit delivery service, I'd be upset. But pizza, there is a use for pizza.
Yeah, pizza's delicious.
I do just fine with pizza. Thank you for sending this awesome item to my house.
Quick question. If you had a pizza blaster, I'd blast myself in the mouth a bunch.
You'd
get burned.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You're the one who made the argument. Remember, right. Pizza gets in all the crevices.
Oh my God, that's a catch 22. Yeah. Maybe you hit the enemy and you'd be like, ah, oh, shut yourself.
Pepperoni in the eye. You're fucked up for a week.
Right. That's the grenade launcher.
It's shrapnel. Pepperoni and meatballs.
Meatball launcher. Hell yeah. All right, next time.
All right. So this one's a good one. Health food store employee suspected of using company check to pay hooker.
This is dumb.
Who would hooker takes a check?
That's exactly my thought. I'm like, where did this guy find a fucking hooker that would accept a check?
It's from a health food store. It's got to be real.
What did he put under the reason on the check?
Sex.
Like hooking? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, make it out to sex.
Right.
A great night.
What health food store?
It's just saying that it's in New Orleans.
Okay, so not like a national chain?
No, I think it's like a mom and pop.
This isn't like Whole Foods.
No.
This officially bought this guy a hooker.
But they got suspicious when they noticed that a check was missing. And then they checked surveillance, which recorded the whole thing. Him hooking up with the chick and then filling out
the
check.
He did it in the store?
Yes.
That's
awesome. Oh, in store shit.
Yes.
Do you accept personal checks? Do you accept company checks? All
right. Nice. Right. Maybe it's because it was like, you know, A&P or something.
Ass and pussy.
He threw he threw that dirty bitch on the kale and just banged her.
Right. Oh man.
In a weird occurrence, lots of people who in that area got genital herpes.
Don't trust the baloney from the A&P in New Orleans.
New Orleans. All right. So
you don't know where that's been.
There's pretty much nothing else to it.
What kind of crazy hooker though? Take the check. It's like awesome.
Yeah. I mean, like, you feel like you can pay it with anything.
I'd be writing hookers crazy bounce checks.
This is him like, showing up every day.
Can I get one of those bogus checkbooks that you just give out? Like, all right, nice. Yeah, for $1 billion bajillion.
Yeah, but don't cash it till next week. It'll clear by next week.
You can cash it right after we're done. I don't care.
I don't have money, but I got these coupons to the Sizzler.
We going Sizzler.
They're good for buy one, get one.
Oh, my God. Paying for a hooker with a coupon book?
Right.
No, you don't understand. This has 2-for-1 Whoppers right. in it.
All right, next.
Okay. This is everybody. Well, I don't know if it's every man's nightmare, but it's a nightmare. Man super glues hand to penis.
This is not every man's nightmare, because most men don't think of this.
Well, the best part is trying to get your hand off of your dick. It's just like, oh, this is awesome.
Isn't this the like a joke in American Pie too?
I think it is actually.
Yeah, I think so. And the dude looks like Idris Elba.
Smooth.
Yeah, handsome fella.
So apparently this is what happened. Like he's got a girlfriend and everything. Apparently he was doing some home improvement with the glue. Happened to leave it next to his lube.
Okay.
And then in the dark, lathered himself up with the glue, and then all of a sudden...
Show of hands. Yeah. And this is candid.
Yeah.
This is truth.
Yeah.
Who uses lube?
No.
No?
No, I've used it because it came free with like a special...
But do you... Like in your normal...
We don't go out and go, oh, let's get another tube of lube.
I'm not talking we. I'm talking you. When you got to handle business yourself.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but dude, we're not black. Right. You might need lube if you're black.
Is that a racial thing?
Yeah, they're rocking pythons, dude. Like,
no, I fail to see the connection here.
What are you talking about? They're historically known for being gigantic in the pants.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you need to lube it up.
Of course it does. You don't understand how big a man can get. Like, you ever see?
I've seen porn in my day.
I mean,
a few things.
I mean, some of those guys are like horses. I swear. You might have to lube it up. I mean, it's not an easy fit.
I'm just saying, lube isn't necessary. It's just not a necessary thing.
I mean, for white guys, it's not necessary. But like,
I'm saying for anybody,
brothers, it might.
I don't care how big it is. You don't need lube.
What gigantic box women have you been banging? Like,
you just don't need it because you're conditioning yourself for the wrong thing, and then you're setting yourself up for disaster. Case in point, glue guy.
Right.
His only mistake was buying Gorilla Glue.
And putting it next to the KY.
He could have bought KY and tried to glue something together. It would have been way less of a problem.
That's just an accident waiting to happen.
No, but I'm serious. Like, I mean, you've seen porn. Like, some of these guys are gigantic.
I don't think it matters.
You don't think it matters?
I don't think lube is necessarily the answer.
I wish we had one of the girls on the show. Because, like, they would tell you, like, look, man, I'm not trying to get gutted here. Like,
yeah, get one of them on the phone. I feel like that's the answer.
Right, I mean, so. What if you're not nothing special and she's just dry? Maybe you need a little lube.
So right. Use some spit in your hand. Done.
I like it.
Done.
A little spit in old palm.
Who hasn't spit on one? You know, happens.
Nice. Okay. All right. So, all right. Apparently, you can do two things. One of them was
jack off.
No. I'm talking about if you super glue yourself to yourself. You've got a few options.
Yeah.
One of them is exceedingly painful.
Cut off your hand.
No.
Not the other way. No.
Right.
I assume it's got a solvent of some sort.
Apparently, like, the guy chose the option because he didn't want to use the solvent. Oh, it's because it's going to be like when they separate it, that's going to hurt. And also, it's going to be like raw skin. Apparently, solvent on the skin.
You're definitely taking a layer of skin off.
Burns like a motherfucker.
If it's strong enough to kill super glue.
So this guy decides he wants to go through less pain and just use like almost scalding hot water and soaking it for like days.
That's the that's the lesser pain?
That's what this guy chose to
do. I'm going to boil my dick in hand for a week?
He said almost scalding. Almost. So it's like taking a hot bath or being in a jacuzzi.
I guess so.
So like, yeah, I would just jump in a jacuzzi for a couple hours.
If you have a jacuzzi.
With your dick in your hand?
Well, yeah. How do you jump in a jacuzzi?
Was he hard when he glued it?
He must have been. He was reaching for the lube.
I'm interested in the mechanics of growth and shrinkage in this scenario.
It says that he got, it wasn't just a finger, it was like his whole hand.
His whole hand is wrapped around his dick. Is it tumescent the whole time?
Dude, I kind of figure it's kind of like Willow, where they throw the acorn at the witch, and she catches it, and she slowly turns to stone, where it's like, first he's like, nice, like, oh, and he's like.
But that's what I mean. He's hard when he grabs it, and he's glued to a hard, engorged dick. Then, he clearly recognizes that he's glued, and he probably loses the hard on.
No, it might act like a cock ring, because he's not like daintily putting it on there. He's squeezing.
That's the question. Is it holding blood in there?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it shrinking, and is that causing pain? I would imagine a shrinking dick being held out like that is not a pleasant experience.
Like,
look, I'm asking the hard questions here.
Yeah, you are.
Justin, what's it going to be?
It's going to be terrible.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Just asking you to picture it.
I pictured it.
It's awful.
All right, so that's it for Idris Elba getting his dick stuck.
His big old python.
Our thoughts are with you, Luther. Yeah.
So this next guy did exactly what Pete said he wanted to do and tried to kill a spider with fire.
The only way to do it.
That was last week.
Arachnophobia style.
Except this guy burned down his fucking house.
As you do.
A lot of fire. He got a Molotov cocktail, blew it up on the spider. Yeah.
Now this one...
It's supposed to shoot a propane tank.
The spider skittered into the hole in the wall. I was like...
Just settle the insulation up.
Ran into a hole. Whole house went up. Because he didn't realize that fire is not an instant killer. You have a couple of seconds/minutes of life.
He had that dangerous Ethiopian fireproof spider, too.
Yes.
Now, the...
The Red Widow.
The title is crazy misleading. It's Huffington Post. It says homemade flamethrower. But then when you read it, the guy just had, like, hairspray and a lighter.
That's a homemade flamethrower. That's exactly what that is.
I thought the fucking guy had, like, tanks on his back with, like, a tube.
You pictured him like Pyro from the X-Men?
He had, like, the two propane tanks on
right! Him. And I'm like, oh, wow, like, this guy's a psycho. But no, this guy just lit some shit on fire. That's...
I like to think he threw a Molotov cocktail at a spider. That's how I like to picture it. Mm. And then when he threw it, he was all like, in the face! In the face!
But yeah, he noticed that...
Do we know what kind of spider it was? Was it at least a dangerous...
It was a day long legs.
Was it that fucking tarantula we were talking about last week?
Now, the picture is pretty scary looking. But you know what these things... It's not always accurate.
That spider is adorable. It has cross eyes.
It does have, like, googly eyes.
He looks like a Muppet.
What, did I get a mugshot of the spider? What the hell? Why is it so close?
I don't know.
It really does.
Yeah.
I burned down the house.
It looks like a buck-tooth Muppet.
All right, so is it? So his house burned down. What do you actually use to... Oh, so it's hairspray and a
hairspray lighter. Lighter.
But apparently he didn't realize that there's not pinpoint accuracy when you use those things.
House is flammable. Oh, right. No.
And he aimed at the wall.
Oh, no, Wolverine.
And then the wall caught fire, too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, naturally.
As walls do.
Right.
Well...
So now the guy is without home.
But sans is he home. Is he sans spider?
Of course.
Nah, that spider lived, man. He's out. It's the Ethiopian fireproof spider.
Oh, man.
Spider's all like,
let's get the hell out of here! All
right, next.
All right, let's see. Oregon campus police sued over extensive, and this is in quotations, eat a bowl of dicks list.
This one I read. This is a good one.
Wait, so he's in custody because he had a list that was a eat a bowl of dicks list?
So basically, there was one guy working there. He got canned. And basically, he claims he was fired for reporting the misconduct of these guys. Instead of doing their job, they just worked on their eat a dick list.
Eat a bowl of dicks.
Eat a big bowl of dicks.
Was he on it?
I guess so. He's a fucking stoolie.
Fucking stoolie. Eat a bowl of dicks, stoolie.
That whistleblower.
Right. But this is like, it's not even just people at the university.
They like show, fictitious people?
No, not fictitious. But
eat a bowl of dick, Galactus.
Number one on
Galactus.
The number one on the list is Eli Manning.
What? In Oregon?
Wow.
They didn't even have a pro football team, let alone ever played him in a college game. Like,
yeah.
They have a few of the greatest hits there.
Number two are the 49ers.
They're football related, I guess.
Number it spreads out a little bit. Number three is the Yankees. New York Yankees.
They hate New York
sports. I obviously get...
No, I just wanted to make sure.
No, the damn Yankees. Ted Nugent, fuck you. Right. Eat a dick, Ted Nugent.
See.
Those other Yankees were
very Ray Lewis, Barry Bonds, O.J. Simpson.
So their eat a dick list was sports related.
O.J. Simpson?
He's a former running back.
But that, you know, you don't think sports anymore when you hear about him.
Yeah.
Well, you just think murder, really. But, like, realistically, he's a running back.
Well, continue.
So basically, it says the list also includes the entire cast of Friends.
I get that.
No, they can eat a bowl of dicks.
Yeah, they can eat a bowl of dick. That's fine with me.
Oh, man. And it also includes, separately, Dave Schwimmer.
I love how Schwimmer made the list twice.
And it says here, it doesn't specify whether Schwimmer would have to eat two bowls of dicks.
I would assume so. I think by the bylaws of the bowl of dick rules, he needs to.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's a double
answer. I was like, yeah, Friends, yeah, but Schwimmer too.
The director of Run, Fatboy, Run should as well.
Let's see.
Is that Schwimmer?
Same guy.
It says that everyone's wrong about Purple Rain.
Everyone?
I guess
so. It's not a good movie?
How?
It's not good. No good.
Also included on the list is, haven't Walmart employees been through enough?
No.
They're terrible. But,
the best part of this list is the Schwimmer thing.
Right. The story ends with the guy who created the list is now, I guess, promoted to being in charge of professional standards and training.
All right, guys, here's how you write an eat a bowl of dick list.
You start with Schwimmer.
You start with New York sports teams. And you work your way out from there around the Friends perimeter. Make sure you hit Schwimmer a few times, as many as possible.
Yeah.
You get Courtney Cox and David Arquette. Get the whole family.
Jennifer Aniston and anyone she's dated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except for Brad Pitt, guys at Adonis.
Yeah.
So
he could eat my bowl of dick any day.
So local news tried to get a quote from this guy, but he wasn't willing to say much except for this.
You eat a dick, nigga! You eat a dick!
Soundbite for every occasion.
Oh, yeah.
What did you say, nigga?
Then proceeded to kick them in their chest. Alright, I'm gonna do one more. This is fucking Pete's nightmare fuel.
I can't, the shower thing.
It's not even so much of a story.
I'm gonna force myself to look at the picture, and I don't want to.
Some Asian kid, I guess, got lonely. It seems like it's half a joke, but he turned his shower head into his new girlfriend.
All right, let's look at it.
And
stop scrolling. Oh God, damn it!
If anyone has seen like those weird documentaries that, about dudes who dress up as mannequins.
Horrible!
That's exactly what it looks like.
Horrible, mutant, monster people.
But it gets even worse when there are pictures of this thing.
What the? Is it choking him? Is it choking him?
It looks like it's choking him.
Stop that! Stop that right now! Jesus Christ!
The water is straight, like, Exorcist style, spewing from the mouth.
Oh my God! I didn't know it was the water!
It looks like this thing is throwing up all over this kid's head.
Oh, these are my fears.
The next photo involves the kid putting noodles underneath the water.
What the? All right, to paint a picture, it's a like a vinyl mask of a woman's face wrapped around a shower head with a body as it vomits shower water from its mouth.
It's terrible. It's really fucking scary.
Oh my God, this fucking... This is it. This is the only thing that scares me in the world.
And then when the water is like really going, it not only comes out of the mouth.
It's a GIF. It
starts shooting out the nose and eyes too.
It's an animated GIF.
But you gotta check it out. It's fucking
disturbing. I've seen it. It's awful.
It is way disturbing.
That thing's all like...
It looks like Sloth from the Goonies is in a dress and vomiting from its eyeballs.
That little thing's just like, let me see your dick, you little bitch.
I was waiting for that to come up. That was an off mic.
That was so disturbing.
That's what you call an overheard. You ever hear something so terrible that it haunts you into your
head? That's never gonna go away.
We heard Brian's roommate pick up a dog, hold it up to his face, and go, "Let me see your dick, you little bitch."
But he said like the Joker, like, "Let me see it.
Let me see your dick, you little bitch."
Oh my God. Doesn't make it any better. In fact, makes it way worse.
That's so ominous.
When I'll say like Buffalo Bill, "Let me see your dick, you little bitch."
Right. "Let me see your dick, you little bitch."
Or else it gets the hose again.
"Let me see your dick, little bitch."
"Let me see your dick, you little bitch."
Oh no, "Let me see your dick, you little bitch."
"Let me see your dick, you little bitch."
Do we have any more voices here?
I'm running out.
I don't have any fucking voices.
Anyway, this guy with the awful, awful shower head.
He's just a creep. I can't tell you. I got rid of
him. Oh, thank God. Thank God. I keep looking. This is I don't expect it to harm.
He has one of those shower radios that plays nothing but this song. It's like, I don't need a radio so much as I need a goodbye horses.
He's managed to find a way for that shower head to penetrate him. Like, he's a terrible...
It's a bathtub, so the bottom part...
It's got a nozzle.
It's got a...
As it vomits on his back.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, made that way worse.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is the most disgusting... I am actually a little grossed out.
Please stop playing this song.
Oh, man. All right.
You know that's a dude singing?
Yeah, I know.
Not a dude. A chick.
That's a chick?
Yeah.
That's a transvestite.
It's a chick. No. I looked it up on YouTube. Tranny, dude. Just trying to get it for one of our previously ons.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bunch of comments like, "Here's the picture of the album. Finally, like, people can stop arguing that it's a dude." Like,
I saw the picture. I had a picture of when I got on iTunes.
She looks like Hermes Conrad. For anybody who knows what that looks like.
So I'm going to play a little Hermes so we have a little context.
Who has that? Like,
he does.
I do have.
Do you really have Hermes?
I didn't want to know.
Right, that's what it was.
Oh my God. Yes.
I didn't want to know.
Yeah, I know our sound bites.
All right.
Shit.
All right, I could have played that for the last story.
Are we moving on?
Right. Yeah, I think it's time for stupid people.
All right, let's do stupid people.
Stupid people.
Okie dokie. stupid people, we have a continuation of a horse story. Remember last week we did the guy who jump kicked a horse?
Didn't jump kick. He gave him a two-piece combo. It's like, blah, blah.
Well, I found a horse story, and I'm going to read it. This comes from...
Goodbye, horse.
Do you want to restart it? Alabama.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, I'll put the music back
on. A drunk woman stole items from a store after she rode there on a stolen horse.
Oh, the horse was stolen.
She stole a horse. According to the county sheriff's office, 45-year-old Christine Saunders was intoxicated when deputies and officers at the Fife Police Department arrived at the store and at the blah, blah, blah town. Basically, she showed up on a horse, tied the horse up outside, which was holding a
bag. In the South, do they have places to tie your horse up outside?
Apparently, they do have, like... What do you call those?
I don't know. I'm not from the 1800s.
Like, they got a saddle hitch.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Should we...
No, we're good.
All right. Well, that was just a beer spilling incident. Tied around the saddle horn of the horse was a bag containing 3 Keystone lights in a bag. Good news is the horse was returned to the owner after they did not want to press charges. But to steal a horse, ride it to a store to attempt to rob it. 45-year-old woman.
Yeah, this is like Tim McGraw's writing a song about it.
Do you want to pause while you clean that up?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Because that's that whole story. Stole a horse.
Weird.
Ride a cowboy.
I don't think I have any cowboy sound bites.
Yeehaw!
We should get on that.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, what else we got?
Orlando, Florida. All right, TSA, who's a fan?
The TSA? No. Some fat black bitch. You know, me, I gotta check my things twice? Come on.
A man who lives in Washington, D.T. was detained by the TSA because he didn't realize that District of Columbia was part of the United States.
What?
He didn't realize it?
Because the TSA agent taking his ID did not recognize the Washington, D.C. License.
And she was in there. She was in Washington, D.C. She was.
No. This guy was flying back from Florida, going back to D.C. Mm-hmm. TSA agent asked for ID. Guy pulls out ID. Shows Washington, D.C. Detained. Thinks it's a fake place.
I never heard of. You mean Washington State? No, D.C. You mean where the Redskins play? Yeah. Like in the state of Washington? No. Oh, my God.
That was so terrible. I think you gave me cancer.
So this is the quality of people that they're taken to the TSA, who don't know what Washington, D.C. is. District of Columbia.
Worse than that, they get a right to vote.
Who?
The person who detained the guy.
Right. Yeah, D.C. doesn't.
Well, maybe that's why George Bush won that election. They were like, guys, let's recount those votes in Florida. For real. Throw that bitch's vote out.
Bush, I know that name.
Yeah, that vote's half punched. Yeah, throw that out. Person's probably retarded.
All right. Do you guys know what Beezin is?
Beezin?
Beezin. Sounds like something out of South Park. But it's a new trend among teens to get themselves more fucked up, where they apply Burt's Bees lip balm to their eyelids.
Oh my God!
I heard about that. I thought it was a joke. I didn't know what it was called. I didn't think I had a name yet.
It's called Beezin.
Damn.
And it supposedly adds to the experience of being drunk or high. Others claim it keeps them alert. Smearing the lip balm on their eyelids will cause an immediate tingling or burning sensation brought on by peppermint oil, an ingredient in the balm.
Damn. First of all the the lotion or whatever it is, why the one with the fucking creepy bearded dude?
The Burt's Bees guy?
Yeah.
That's a good question. And another question. Who's the first guy to try this?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Terrible. Does it work?
I don't think so. What are you guys doing tonight? Right. Who's got some Burt's Bees?
Jillian, we just go to Rite Aid. Probably has it. All right.
You guys are giving me quite a bit here to work.
Does it work?
Sorry. All right, go.
What was that?
Nothing. There you go. Next.
All right. As somebody who just got out of a relationship with a psychotic woman, this one kind of hit home with me. Southern woman was convicted of shooting her lover. The reason why Sadie Bell, a 58-year-old woman, shot her lover was because...
Putain motel!
Yes! Yes, you found that! One more time, hit me.
All right, one sec. Let me bring that back.
Oh, you didn't isolate it?
Not yet.
Putain motel!
My favorite.
That's what I was doing during the last story. I was like, let me get that clip up.
That's why you weren't chiming in during Beezing. Anyway, this crazy lady, 58-year-old woman of Southfield somewhere?
Sounds like Alabama.
Yeah.
Detroit.
Or Detroit. Southfield, Alabama, Detroit.
Her middle name is Belle and she's from Detroit? Come on.
No.
Now, this is literally something that I feel that the crazy lady I just broke up with would do to me because she's crazy. Is they were having sex, the man came, pulled out, she felt the man did not ejaculate enough, and shot him for cheating on her.
Well, you're not so dry. Come on.
Oh, man.
The defendant was upset that the victim did not ejaculate enough and accused him of cheating before shooting him.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
Dude, come on. Yeah.
Suffered injuries to his colon, pancreas.
Shot him in the gut like that? God damn. Think,
where did she shoot him? In the asshole?
Jesus Christ.
Right in the gut.
Like, how? I don't have a pussy, but like, can girls like seriously tell? Like, that's about.
No, he pulled out.
I assume he pulled out.
Hit her just with like a little like a like, drip, drip, drip.
Give her a little sprinkling. You know, not a full coverage.
What are you getting your sex somewhere else?
You call that a bust?
I was jerking off, baby, I swear.
Even then, this is the fear I would have had with my ex.
Nah, man, this is that's ridiculous. You're going to... And you get a gun involved in it? You can't just be like, are you fucking someone else?
Not the first time she used a gun. According to court records, she shot her husband in 1991. And he survived and did not bring up charges.
This is a scary bitch right here.
This is a scary bitch.
She used to change the channel with her gun, too.
Cook dinner with a gun. Change a light bulb with a gun.
Shut the lights off.
And actually, she looks really stoned in her picture.
Well, she's probably pretty high.
Yeah, probably. We got a best around. You want to do a best around?
Yeah, give me one sec right here.
This is where we showcase people who actually have done good. Not necessarily. You're the best around.
Never's gonna ever keep you down. Well, yeah, let the music speak for itself.
You cannot cut me off. That'd be nice. Okay, this one's fucked up, but I admire this guy. This guy's Batman to me. It's a fucked up story, but the way he handled it is the way that I feel most of us would handle it.
Right.
So a father walked in on an 18-year-old man sexually assaulting his 11-year-old son and beat the man to a bloody puddle.
Oh, quoting our boy, let me see your dick, you little bitch.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I have some quotes from the 911 call. 35-year-old man, whose name was not released, this just happened today, told a 911 dispatcher in the early hours today. He goes, I just walked in on a grown man molesting my son, and I got him in a bloody puddle for you right now, officer.
Nice.
They found this 18-year-old prick. Lou, look at this picture. That's what he did to his face.
Oh,
was
man.
Quick question. Was it straight rape or was it consensual?
No. This is an 11-year-old kid and an 18-year-old kid.
Well, I'm saying not statutory, but was it consensual or was
no,
it just straight rape?
This has been ongoing abuse for years, according to the kid.
Holy shit.
According to the kid who finally came forward, the 911 responder asked the father if any weapons were involved, and he said, my foot and my fist. He is nice and knocked out on the floor for you. I dragged him to the living room. Send an ambulance. He's going to need one.
Oh, he's lucky that he even got an ambulance. Seriously, I would say half the people that are listening that they would probably kill that son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Dispatcher, bury him in the yard.
Dispatcher asks, is he still conscious? Father responds, yes. I hit hard, sir.
Nice.
Well, we know then.
He also stated that the the molester was a damn lucky boy that I love my God.
Oh my God.
So he did. All right.
I love my Jesus. I won't kill him.
I speak ill of religion, but good for him right there.
Well, no, seriously, religion doing us a wrong again. Religion saving a child rapist.
True. True.
Well, he's going to go to prison, and child rapists tend to get raped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, there's more to it. When
see your dick.
Right. That's in there.
Stop
really
doing that.
Like, nah, you ain't clean enough, nigga. Pick up the soap.
Get that soap up.
You forgot to wash behind your ears.
Got potato fields back there.
Well, this is fucked up because the reason he did it was he walked in the room. He went out at around 1 a.m. to pick up some food. When he came back, he saw the abuser, stood up with his pants around his ankles and nothing else needed to be said. He said, I did what I got
and
to
I guess
do.
I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
So this is fucked up. But I just like hearing the fact that this guy beat the fuck out of this dude.
Yeah. I mean, he's lucky he got away with his life because, like, literally, I don't think it would be like Sin City where, like, the orange guy gets beat to like a bloody mess. If I saw my son getting raped by some like adult like that, you couldn't pull me off of him.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah.
Like, what was that dude, the mountain from
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, like you raped my son.
Smash the head,
yeah,
puddle. And yeah. When they asked the kid, by the way, just to round this out, when they asked the kid about how he felt about how his dad acted, he said he was just acting like a dad. So good, respected it.
Word.
He's gonna remember that. That dad is Batman forever for mm-hmm. him.
And when asked, how did you feel about what your dad did prior to this? The kid was all like.
Nothing! You've done nothing! Nothing!
Oh,
oh
God.
No. Oh, no.
Still let your son get raped, kid.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Way to spoil the good feelings.
Yeah. The son also is quoted as saying this.
Put that more down!
Oh. We should point out that South Park... What did we figure out about? You fucking liar or something?
Yeah.
You damn liar?
Randy Marsh is being awesome, basically. All right, what's next?
All right, that's all I got for stupid people. You want to do hashtag?
That was stupid. That was the best around, actually.
Well, we did stupid. We did best around. Mm-hmm. Two segments, I guess.
Let's do a little.
Hashtag.
Yes. Yes.
Best part of Lose Week. Hashtag.
Until he wins and gets to play like old-timey mustache music.
No, that's just the thrill of victory, but, like, the best part of his week is... He's like, yeah! All
right, you guys want to do a one-on-one hashtag war?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, sure.
All right, you just want to do stupid people or you want to do news stories?
Just give us a couple.
All right, we'll just use the four that I came up with here. Mm-hmm. About the drunk woman who rode the stolen horse to rob the store. The TSA agent who didn't know what the District of Columbia was. The teens... Or Beeson, mm-hmm. and the woman who shot her lover for not coming enough.
Hmm. All right, so what's the first one?
Yeah, what are we doing first? All right,
let's do drunk woman rides stolen horse to rob the store.
Huh. Damn, where you got anything?
Steal a horse, rob a store.
Not bad.
It's a play on a stupid country song.
I hate that song.
When
I was in Mexico a couple years ago, I got drunk and was singing that song at a party, and some fat chick saw me, and she kept calling me her cowboy.
Oh, like, does that make... And you kept calling her your horse.
But right? I was like, would that make you... would that make you the horse? Yeah. Like,
well, yeah. So you wrote a... Yeah, no disrespect, you wrote a fat bitch a couple times in Mexico. Yeah.
May have.
Many have... Wrote a fat bitch in Mexico.
That's why they call you Giddy Up Pete.
That's why they call me El Caballero.
Right. The horse.
That's the cowboy.
What's... All right, well, or the cowboy.
Wait, what did this...
Caballo is horse.
She stole a horse.
Those words are very similar.
Caballo, Caballero.
She stole a horse and then what did she do?
She tried to rob a store while she had, like, beer cans wrapped around the saddle hitch.
Damn. I don't know. Hashtag Giddy Up. Whatever.
All right, Brian gets that.
That's a loser. It's a fucking loser.
All right. Reporter stopped by TSA agent who didn't know what the District of Columbia was. Did not know DC.
I don't know. Something stupid like hashtag DC's nuts. I don't know.
That was better than I thought it was going to be. DC's nuts.
Hashtag District of Lower Education.
Lou gets the point.
Bummer. Well, because she's not from DC.
She's stupid.
Yes.
All right. How about teens beezing using Burt's Bees lip balm on their eyelids to enhance being drunk or high?
Hashtag, you feeling this?
Not bad.
Hashtag, I don't know.
Hashtag dead air.
Yeah. I was trying to come up with something. I was trying to come up with something that had to do with mainlining Burt's Bees.
free basin bees wax.
Or rubbing Burt's Bees on your gums.
How about hashtag mind your own beeswax?
That's a good one.
Well, Brian just wins tenfold. That's the one. Final one, the woman who shot her lover because he didn't come enough.
Hashtag come again.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's good.
Man, so much for listening to fucking mustache songs.
And was it in the words of the Virgin Mary, come again?
Motherfucker, man.
Lou, you got anything?
He just stopped me.
You can tie it here.
Let's see. Hashtag shoot a load.
No. Oh, that's all wrong.
No, because he shot a little load and she shot him.
Brian wins 3-1 on that one. You know what that means?
Respect.
That means
we lost the mess.
I don't have any other songs for him.
Easy crew.
All right. Technically, I think Goodbye Horses is like your theme.
Dude, I don't know why. I'm like, maybe I'm psychotic, but that's the funniest thing in the world to me is Goodbye Horses.
It's so creepy.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah.
All right, so Pete, did you pick out a special place?
I picked out a special place.
Then you know what time.
One, you don't know what the fuck it is, but play that theme. I picked a random country this week. For Living in America, again, World Cup's over, but we're going to keep playing this game. This is basically Brian's opportunity to be as racist as possible.
No, it's regional.
Regional. Okay, as possible. I pick a country, and I ask you guys a series of questions, and you see how much you know about a certain country. Mm-hmm. I went deep this week. Mm-hmm. I Googled bizarre, obscure countries, and this is one that came up. And I came up with Bhutan, a landlocked country in South Asia, located at the eastern end of the Himalayas, bordered to the north by China, and to the southeast and west by India.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So let's see these questions.
Yeah. All right. We're going to start. Ooh, where do I start?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you guys don't know anything about Bhutan.
I'm already making up facts as we speak.
I'm going to start by asking you guys to describe the Bhutanese flag.
That's the first one right off the bat.
Right off the bat. You're getting no information. I want to see what you guys come up with. Remember, South Asian country.
It is a still shot of Space Invaders.
Okay, still shot.
I'm going to say it's a fucking macaroni art of Attila the Hun
and Martin Luther King.
True answer. It is actually a yellow and orange flag with a dragon in the middle.
Wow. I was...
You were not anything... Like, well, I was close because it wasn't still shot of Space Invaders.
Attila the Hun...
Because he's Asian? Like, great.
Yeah. All
right.
No. Super close.
Plus... Macaroni is yellow, so...
unboiled day.
Next question. What is the capital of Bhutan?
Poutine.
Like French fries and cheese curd?
Yes.
Good stuff.
Bhutan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I change my answer? Bhutana.
Bhutana?
If you're unfamiliar, that's an Italian word for a whore.
There you go.
Ah, not bad. Hey. I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. Lou.
I'm going to throw this guy down the big green pipe and I jump on his head.
I don't care what you're going to do. What's the capital? This weird little tiny country.
The capital is fucking Ping Pow. What do you think it is, Cats?
Ping Pow.
Okay. Damn. I agree.
I managed to pick a country that you're not going to get anything right.
Well, yeah, obviously. Never heard of it.
The capital is Thimphu.
It's not that far from Ping Pow.
Like, right.
You know, I'm going to give Lou a point.
You're making me feel like a TSA.
Bhutan, huh?
Let's go with, what did we just do? Capital. Let's do what their language is. What is the official language of Bhutan? I'll give you a hint. It's not Bhutanese.
It's not Bhutanese? It's a series of eye blinks. They all took a vow of silence. It's just like a lot of winking.
It's one temple in the Himalayas.
They communicate by throwing rice.
Friend!
Right? Friend? Correct answer. Dzanga.
What?
Dzanga.
Dzanga. There's a D in there, like a football player.
No, you don't pronounce the D. The D is silent, like Django. It's Dzanga.
Dzanga. I just picture a running back with that name.
That's fucking rich. Yeah. We call him Quarter Mile Dzanga.
Right.
Let's see. Let's do, what year was Bhutan formed?
What's today? July 18th, 2014.
Did you say today?
I was going to say something similar like that. Bhutan was probably formed, I don't know, the same year that, like, Space Jam was out.
95. Right. It's the youngest nation in the union.
Exactly. All right, give me the, that's 1907 for you guys.
Really, that old? Damn, and no one ever cared about it.
Right.
And then it broke away from the Indo-Bhutan Treaty in 1949 and became a constitutional monarchy in 2007.
The treaty was written on loose leaf paper, like...
from a marble notebook in crayon. Population.
Population. How many people does it take to not matter?
Points.
That's the official population. Is a guy with his arms like, nah.
I'm going to say it's probably got like 30 barbarians and the rest of the population is just pandas.
It's pandas and barbarians. It's a weird country. You definitely don't want to go through the countryside. Weird ass panda barbarians are like, so cute.
Alright, pandas and barbarians. It's Kung Fu Panda Mayhem.
It's like a
there.
Kung Fu Panda movie.
Alright, what is their currency in Bhutan?
Rice patties?
Bonus points if anybody can pronounce this fucking thing.
Their currency is tech support.
I don't know if they have tech out there, let alone support.
You get a point for that one.
Right. Their currency is fucking shittily made toys.
Jimmy Cagney movies.
With lead-based paint on them. Bamboo sticks.
Oh, God. I've already lost place. How about this? What's
beta that? Movies.
Here's one that I can actually give a point for, because one of you may get this right. What side of the road did they drive on?
The middle. Just drive right in the middle. It's actually a big country of a game of chicken. All right.
Bhutan translates to chicken nation.
Yes, chicken nation, where only the strong survive, really. Like, their president's Vin Diesel, because he's too fast, too furious.
Lou?
Well, I will say that just pick when two drivers approach each other, it's all about...
You get out and salute.
I'm going to need an answer here.
What's your time? Well, first off, they don't drive. They only use rickshaws.
You are correct, sir. You are correct. That is a proper answer.
And I'm also going to say there's no roads. It's just a bunch of bridges between snowy mountains.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Right.
Now, I picked a poor country because a lot of these stats that I normally find are not showing up. Like, I can't find what the fuck religion they have, or... I'm turning up a lot of weird...
They have the sea squid.
I'll ask this. I have to ask this.
Yeah.
What is the Bhutanese hello?
The handshake of hello.
What is the proper greeting?
The proper greeting is you shake hands and then fuck the other one guy's wife.
In his view?
Well, yeah. You look at eyeball him as you bang the other guy's wife. That lets you know that you're welcome.
Is there a high five involved? Or
no, no. It's very, very like segregated. It's like you have your own area. He has his own area.
Does he fuck your wife simultaneously?
100%. While you eyeball each other. So it's kind of weird.
So you don't look at the wives.
Mm.
And you go to completion.
Yes.
While maintaining eye contact with...
God, and true what? And true friendships climax at the same time. That's how you know you're best friends.
Okay.
I'm going to say...
Then you hand each other a towel.
Their hello is like a... They start off like a quarterback about to hand off a football. But instead...
Play action?
He flips the guy over onto his back.
Back body drops.
Sits on his face.
And drops a duke.
Right. Wow.
And they primarily greet each other by smell, so.
So like dogs?
Exactly.
Like one guy smells one anus and then he reciprocates.
Right. Okay, alright.
Very primal in Bhutan.
Right, he presents the ass, the guy flips him, and then...
All right, I'm ready to tabulate the scores. Nice.
What about the currency? Oh, we did the
currency. The currency. Right, my bad.
It was the...
Right.
Sorry, my bad.
All right, most right answers. It was the Lou.
Yes!
With
flag,
one.
Son.
Because... I forgot why I gave you a point for that. Most... Absolute wrong answers. Lou.
Yes!
You're a double winner.
I don't know how I managed to get most right and most wrong.
Most ridiculous. Most ridiculous answers, as usual, Brian.
Possible. Anything is possible.
Nice.
Bing, pow.
I was hoping for like an Applejack bitch in there.
Applejack bitch.
I was trying to set it up for like just Cat's quotes since he won.
Makes motherfucker makes a move.
Right. By the way, on my computer screen right now is Randy punching this teacher. Slow that, stop. Like,
is that your wallpaper?
Yeah. Put that on there.
If anybody hasn't seen that South Park episode, go watch it.
It's a small dick episode.
Randy punches the teacher while screaming,
"Put them out there!"
Is that the one where like they take over FedEx or something?
Yeah. Because all like the small dick dudes are like, "Yo, man, it's fucked." All right, so we're going on to the
movie
end.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Price of admission, G. Look to this day, loves that shit, man.
It's gangster.
All right, first movie this week, The Purge, Anarchy.
The Purge.
Exactly.
I hate this, how movies give names to themselves.
Like, not just...
Like Resident Evil, Apocalypse Revenge. Like, I come on.
There's one of those?
I agree. Whenever I see a colon and a name, it's like Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol. I'm like, no, Mission Impossible 4.
Right.
Yeah, the fourth one.
The fourth one, exactly. Mm-hmm. This is same premise as the other. You're allowed to commit crimes one night. This one looks a little more interesting to me, though.
I heard the first one, it suffered from it only happened in this one house.
This one's out in the streets.
This one's all over the place.
It stars basically nobody I know.
It should star Vinnie Jones.
It's got Chalky White.
He's like awesome. Chalky.
Chalky's in there. Michael K. Williams. We like him. Kylie Sanchez. Do we know who she is?
No. Not even a little bit.
I'm looking her up. She was in Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium. Don't know her.
Oh, that bitch. Yeah.
Oh, her. Yeah. Of course. This is an hour, 45-minute movie. Anybody interested?
Yeah. I never saw the first one, but my boy Louie over here, he saw it, and he said the worst part about it was that they didn't show the whole world of, like, the Purge. You know, like, everyone was doing all this crazy shit, but you only saw this one house. This particular movie... I felt listened to the audience and was like, we want to see what happens everywhere.
That's why I think the trailer for this one looks way better than the last movie.
Plus, minus Ethan Hawke, can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're trying to separate themselves from the first movie, which is a good direction. But I was burned so bad on that first one.
And it
was that bad?
Nothing happens.
It's... Well, one of the main parts of it is, like, I can't... forgive when something's not believable. The dude who gets...
hate the Fast and Furious franchise.
Yeah, I really do. But the dude who gets purged on, whatever you want to call it.
God, I'm just picturing that vinyl mask vomiting water again.
He's the dude who developed the whole security system for people's houses. So he must have the strongest security. No. And they take his shit off like it was nothing, like... And then it happens. I'm like, no.
Man, this Purge is bullshit.
Among other things, like, it's a little... But...
Yeah, this movie where criminal activity is allowed for 12 hours a year is utter nonsense because this guy's security system didn't work.
And this guy should...
It's not... They took it off with, like, a basic truck, and then there were some other things. But, I don't know. I wouldn't pay for it. I'd maybe see it for free. I won't pay for it.
All right, you guys ready to play Rotten Tomatoes?
I'm way ahead of you.
Closest to the critic score without going over.
Critics seem like
this is a one-on-one match.
Critics are going to seem like they hate the shit out of this movie.
I'll tell you what. Let's play a double round.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do critics first,
mm-hmm.
then audience.
Audience. I feel we'll do critics first. Critics. I feel they're going to hate this shit. I think it's going to be like a 38.
38 for Brian. Lou?
Yeah, you might be right on the nose there. Let's see. Chalky White. He's good, though. I'm going to say maybe he bumps it up a little bit. I'll give it a 45.
Lou wins. 54.
Wow.
Almost not fresh.
Almost fresh.
On the cusp of fresh. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do audience score.
I think audience is going to like this a little bit. I say 54.
You're going to go 54. You're going to go match the critics score.
Yeah.
I'm going to say audience maybe a little higher, 60.
You're going to go 60. Again, Lou wins, 71 audience.
Audience loves the shit of this movie, huh?
Yeah, not bad.
Well, fuck Lou.
I'm just, they're a little more forgiving than those fucking hoity-toity.
Critics. No, this movie, I have to suspend disbelief.
The Purge, that's exactly what I wanted to do after this movie.
I went to purge all over this movie.
Next movie, Jason Segel and Cameron Diaz.
Oh, fuck tape.
The motion picture, no. Sex tape.
Would you not go see if it was called fuck tape?
I would. It stars Cameron Diaz, Jason Segel, Rob Corddry, Ellie Kemper, who I like from The Office, Rob Lowe, Nat Faxon, a bunch of people.
You had me at Corddry and Lowe. Critic score?
Well,
73.
Do you know the premise?
It's they make a sex tape for themselves. He uploads it to the cloud. Everyone sees it. hilarity ensues, and they're probably praised at the end of the movie.
Yeah, they're trying to match every position in the Joy of Sex book in a video. And
the
Joy
of Sex book seems outdated.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
A lot of bush.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, even my generation, which Jason Segel is, like, Jason Segel is, like, our age, basically. He's maybe a year older than us. He's, like,
30-something.
He's, like, we're like, early 30s. He's, like, early 30s. That book is, like, for the generation before us. It was, like, for the kids who, like you know, people born in the 70s, I feel.
I had an ex-girlfriend whose parents had a Joy of Sex book.
Yeah. Dude, that book is old. It's just, it's not our generation, so I feel... Like
right yeah, we the, have the internet.
Yeah, well, right off the bat, I feel that the movie is a little... It's trying to, like catch a different era, almost, you know?
I appreciate that they're playing off the fact of, like, sex tapes being a big deal, but realistically, if you uploaded a sex tape, nobody would fucking see it.
Oh, no, everyone would see it on, like, Pornhub or whatever.
No, but nobody would know to seek it out. Like, right. It would be buried among massive amounts of pornography.
A lot of pornography out there.
It's true. There's so much porn. Anyway, critic scores.
I say critics aren't too harsh. You have Cameron Diaz. She's a belle of the ball. You got Jason Segel. I love Rob Corddry. I'm going to say this is fresh. I'm going to say this is 66.
66. Mm-hmm. Lou?
I agree with what you said, but I think they might sour to sex.
No, it's Fuck Tape, the movie.
Right.
All
right. And plus, Jason Segel's been kind of letting me down.
Why you letting me down,
man? And what?
I can't even recall.
That's because he hasn't.
There's the one movie with him and one of the dudes from, like, The Daily Show.
That would be him and Rob Corddry in this movie.
No, before that, it was Old. Where he's, like, a little brother who's a...
Role Models? Jeff and Lewis at Home?
Yeah, that's
him and Ed Helms?
Oh, shit. Ed Helms is in The Daily Show?
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, that's a good movie. I
no,
like
that. By the way, that movie's great. Yeah, you guys watch that movie. Susan Sarandon, Ed Helms, and Jason Segel.
That's a good flick.
I almost cried in them. That was a great movie.
There was another movie with him and some chick where he gets shot with an arrow in the knee.
By some 5-year girl. Engagement.
That sucked.
That's a great movie, too.
That's not
you're
sucked.
A fucking hater.
That
hater.
Sucked dick.
No, that was a good movie.
That sucked.
That was such like a realistic love comedy. I loved it.
Yeah, realistically, right. Well, it took forever to end.
Give me a score.
You eat a dick, nigga. You eat a dick.
50.
50. What was yours again, Brian? Do you give it a 30?
66.
66. You're both off. No point awarded. This is a 20%er.
Wow.
Damn.
We're going to do audience score.
66. I'll stick with my 66.
You're going to stick with your 66? Yeah. You're feeling good about that.
Well, because you know what? Because I think I'm not going to see it in the theater because I don't see these rom-coms in the theaters, but I feel it's going to be a good movie. When I see it eventually, it's going
to
be good.
Okay. Lou? What do you think the people have to say?
Probably the same thing, about the same thing, 25.
25.
Yeah.
All right, Lou gets another point. Audience score, 49.
Wow.
Damn, I'm not even close to these things, man.
This the only thing I heard about this that's worth seeing is that Cameron Diaz may go full frontal, but she's like 45.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no one cares.
Nobody cares anymore.
Sag titties. Wow, what about your Charlie's Angels days, baby?
Yeah, right. All right, next movie, we got a kid's movie. We have Planes, Fire and Rescue. Now, I want to remind everybody, not a Pixar movie. I'm tired of people confusing Pixar with Disney. This is not a Pixar movie. This is a Disney movie biting off of a Pixar franchise.
All I know is that
Pixar does good flicks.
If they make a Trains movie, then all I know is that John Candy, the whoever owns his rights, and Steve Martin can sue. Because then this plane, Trains, and automobiles.
Yes. They need to steer clear and do boats.
I thought this
boats,
was
the movie.
I thought this was like the sequel to Cars. It had nothing to do with Cars.
It's actually the sequel to the sequel.
It's supposed to take place.
Same world.
No, the sequel to Cars is Cars 2. Planes is an offshoot that Disney did.
It's the same world.
In the same kind of world, but it doesn't really have anything to do with Cars. It's a different company altogether.
But I thought it was the same world. You were using the same thing.
I didn't see Planes, so I can't really. My nephew, who's 2, loves it.
So he can't speak really that great yet.
So I haven't been able to ask his opinions necessarily.
I like Planes.
How was the voice acting?
Planes! That's all he knows how to do.
Well, let me tell you, I don't.
He goes Dusty.
I don't care. The main character. Kind of dumb shit. Right.
Yeah, and then he drools and shits on himself and throws a Spider-Man toy.
Plus the believability.
This stars Dane Cook as the main character.
Boo. 1-0. I beat you. I beat you regardless.
It's got more than him.
It's unless it's a zero, I win.
It's got Julie Bowen from Modern Family. It's got Ed Harris, who's always good. All right. So is that your...
Yeah, fuck yeah.
What? Give him to me again.
He's 0-1.
You're 1?
Yes.
All right, Brian gets a point.
Well, what is it?
45%.
Oh, man, I was off by 44.
With Dane Cook, though.
Let's do the audience. What do you think the audience has 1 to say? You're going 1 again?
They're only asking adults, right?
I don't know.
No, they're asking 2-year-olds.
They're asking people who are old enough to write a review.
They're 2.
All right, Luke gets a point.
I probably think it's like 30.
64% audience.
Better?
Damn.
Shit. But that guy, he's such an asshole.
Dane?
Yeah.
Dane Cook?
Yeah. Piece of shit.
He used to be something about a decade ago.
He is the Captain Jack Sparrow of comedy.
A guy liner. What's a guy
that
mean? Liner.
That just means that I hate them both.
He's a guy liner wearing.
There's no
douche.
Other connection.
That's it? That's all there.
That's it. I want them both to perish.
Justin, what's it going to be, bro?
That's fucking teamwork!
That's not even the right clip. Wow. We're on fire
tonight. Wait, Justin, what's it going to be?
It's going to be terrible.
Thank you, Dustin.
Wow. Tenacious D was going to be...
That's fucking teamwork!
Oops.
Woo! Good stuff. Final movie this week. We have Zach Braff's movie.
Oh, dude.
The controversial, I'll call it, because the Kickstarter origins, Wish I Was Here.
If it's not amazing and they don't play Pink Floyd's of the song of the same name, Wish You Were Here?
This is Wish I Was Here.
Well, whatever. Yeah, they should play
it. Do you know the plot? You want to hear the plot?
Let me hear the plot.
Let's hear it.
Zach Braff's follow-up to his indie breakout Garden State tells the story of a 30-something man who finds himself at a major crossroads, which forces him to examine his life, his career, and his family. 2 hours, directed and written by Zach Braff, starring Zach Braff, Kate Hudson, Donald Mandy Patinkin, Josh Gad, and others.
Donald Faison.
Probably is
100%
in there.
Hold
on, let me see. Donald Faison, 6 build.
There you go. All right. I loved Garden State. I
liked the movie too.
I couldn't speak the soundtrack, the story. It was a fantastic movie. I love Scrubs. I love everything that Braff does, man. I think give this a good score.
I think this one got some heat early on from the fact that it was kickstarted. But I don't think that's a bad thing.
You know what? I think the people that be that make the decisions on what's good and what's bad need to realize that Kickstarter is a legitimate form of finance.
The hate came from the fact that Zach Braff has money and he was asking people for their money to make a movie.
Yeah, but why should Zach Braff put out millions of dollars to make a movie when he can ask his fans to support something that they love?
Well, I agree, and do something a little different.
It's not like he's ripping them off. In Kickstarter, you get things for your money.
If you can shirk the studio system to make a movie, I'm all for it.
The argument that they're saying is that Kickstarter and things like that are for people who have zero means to do this kind of thing any other way.
I mean, seriously.
Well, that's the idea. That's the idea.
The return argument is that, like, when you go through the proper channels, the studios change your idea until, like,
exactly.
It's not what...
And the reason he kickstarted this was so that he could get the cast he wanted in place without having to worry about the studio mucking about it. Right.
First, I just want to say real quick, though, like... As far as finance goes, man, like, I don't think that Kickstarter is a bootleg form of making a movie, man. Like, just because you ask your fans to make the vision you want, and you reciprocate back, there's always like levels of like how much you could donate.
Yeah.
And no one's being forced to do anything.
No, you get a T-shirt out of it.
Yeah, T-shirt, sign things.
Walk
you know?
On roll if you're not thrifty.
The movie industry hates this because it takes them out of it, where in the sense where they decide what's going to be made and how it's going to be made, and now the people are speaking up and on what they want.
I agree.
So I think this is great, the fact that he did this movie the way he did it. He didn't need to find a buyer. He didn't need to go to Miramax or the Weinsteins or, you know, to Fox or exactly. anything like that.
No, I'm all for it. Yeah. And I like Zach Braff. I don't care what anybody says. I've liked everything he's kind of put out there.
Everything that Zach Braff does, the soundtrack is fantastic.
His movies are good. Mm-hmm. His show was good.
A lot of heart in everything he does.
And he seems like a decent guy. Let's do the critics score. Let's start with that. Because this is an interesting one, and I want to get your take. Critics score?
I think Chris Jones would be high. I think it's going to be like 84.
84 for Brian. Lou?
Well, I just want to start off by saying I don't love this guy.
You don't love anybody.
I think he's okay. Courtney loves this fucking dude. But, you know. I don't know. I don't give a fuck about heart.
Courtney, by the way, I'll call your friend next week, okay?
Heart doesn't do shit for me. I'm about, you know, pace, action.
Well, what do you think? What are you thinking?
Maybe 70.
You're both way off. This movie's a 30.
Holy shit.
Oh my goodness.
You see what happened?
Let's face the facts about me and you. A love unspecified.
Seriously?
Zach Braff.
Guy love? You
chocolate bear. The crowd. That sucked fucked up. Oh, sorry, so how much was it?
36 critics.
That's so
now. This is a kickstarted movie. People put money into this. I want your audience score.
95. I'll go back to 84.
84?
Mm-hmm.
95.
When it's crowdfunded, they flood to the theaters and they all like, I love it.
Now, you guys had the right idea. You were a little overambitious. Audience score is 78.
No way.
Really? Is that low?
Damn.
That's still way higher than 36.
I can't believe that might be the biggest differential of score in any movie we've ever had.
What do you mean?
Like, the critic score was the 36.
36.
And the audience was 78. It's like 40-point difference.
I wish I had, like, numbers in front of me, because I feel like Veronica Mars was up there with, like... I feel like kickstarted movies tend to have the biggest differential between the two.
But seriously, that's a huge difference. That's like usually the critics and the public score is like within like 15, 20 points.
20 points, maybe.
But this is like almost 50-point difference. That's a huge difference.
I, for one, would like to see this.
I'm gonna see this. I loved Garden State. I thought the soundtrack was fantastic.
Garden State's a great movie.
And
I don't care what it is.
It's, you know, Zach Braff like doesn't make like these heartwarming movies, but he makes these movies that are just good movies, you know?
Right. I wasn't going to do this last movie, but you want to do it anyway?
Let's do it, sure.
All right, this is one I actually saw. It's a documentary. Video Game, the Movie. Speaking of Zach Braff.
He had a part in it?
This is produced by Zach Braff, narrated by Sean Astin, and stars a lot of... it's a documentary, so you can't call it stars. But it's got people like Chris Hardwick. It's got people like Cliff Bleszinski.
Did he do it in a Samwise Gamgee voice?
No, he does it in his voice, which is kind of off-putting because he sounds like a 10-year-old. Now, I saw this one. It's basically a history and future of video games with some kind of cool editing. It's not quite to an hour 45. We're all gamers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm trying to give info without spoiling what it's really got, or spoiling the score. So you guys just give me the score, you think. Critic score.
Critic score?
15.
No, I say it's way more than that. I say it's at least fresh. It's a documentary. I say 70.
Lou ran away with that one. 20. 20% critic score.
About video games.
It's about video games, Keep.
Plus... that.
In mind,
they're probably trying to punish him.
Realistically, I think you need to fire all the critics in America. They're just,
well. I'm gonna.
Give I don't think they're just.
The reason I'm bringing this one up is I want to give my personal review after this.
Here's my whole thing with the critic review. I feel the critic review is on purpose pompous, and they don't give what they really feel. They give what they feel they should say.
I get that.
Where
a they movie hear like video this, game in the title, and they're going
to
be like...
it's going to be a low score. Not they can't just say it's a good documentary or something like that, you know? They have to kind of hate on it a bit.
Well, let's do the audience score then. What do you think the audience is for this?
I say 60, fresh.
You know, 60? Lou?
I go a little higher, 70.
You're both wrong. It's It's a 48.
It's a bad documentary?
Now, I would like to give my review of this. Mm-hmm. By the way, Lou wins 5-1.
Walks away with it.
5-1 on this game. Oh, God damn it. But I watched this. I saw this movie.
Yeah,
it's not bad. Mm-hmm. The problem with it is it doesn't inform anything. It gives you a couple little trivia bits, and then it's a lot of just long cut together like compilation shots of video games. So there's nothing to grab onto there. There's no information really coming across. Mm-hmm. So if you like video game cutscenes, then watch it, because that's all it really is. It's like, video games can elicit a lot of emotion, and then it's emotional video game scenes. Video games can be competitive.
Do they show Dom dying?
Yes, they do. They actually do.
One of the best scenes ever.
And then video games can be played multiplayer, and then it's a lot of like people playing multiplayer video games. So it's really not adding anything to the discussion. It's nothing you can't see by typing into YouTube, like video game compilation.
So there's basically no new content in this?
I liked it. I would give it a 40%. I'd give it a 4 out of 5. Like a
40%?
40% out of 100. Yeah. Like, it's not bad. It's a fun watch, but it's not going to grab anybody. So I kind of agree with the audience score on it. If, you know, that's just
me. That low. That's rough.
It's not, but I think you'd like it, but it's not a game changer in any way, and it's not doing any favors to video games. Because it goes like, video games are violent. No, they're not, because here's why. Mm-hmm. And then it's boring.
And then it shows a lot of scenes of Gears of War.
And then it shows a lot of violent scenes. But the editing is great. I'll give you that much. The editing and the soundtrack are fantastic in it. That's pretty much all I got. I got one little story about the Daredevil series coming out.
Oh, awesome. Hey.
Do you have something, Luke?
About video game soundtracks? Lately, I've been getting tired of just regular music, so I've been listening to video game music on YouTube.
Oh, I like doing that, too.
Here, check this out real quick. You recognize it?
I do. Contra?
This is fucking way mess.
Is this, what's the band name?
They're called Vomitron.
Vomitron, they did Double Dragon one, too.
Yeah!
But they run through the entire soundtrack.
Yeah, they do the same thing with Double Dragon.
They have fucking... They do Zelda. They do Ninja Gaiden.
There's a band called Power Glove that I love who does the same thing.
And I also managed to find a really wicked metal Doctor Who film.
Do you have that handy?
Yeah.
Because I'll just go into this True Blood Daredevil thing. Yeah. Hit it. You see the new trailer?
No.
They released a trailer for the new season with the new Doctor?
Not yet, no.
Looks cool to me. It's going to be a weird season. I don't know if people are going to like it because of the old Doctor.
What, you mean Matt Smith?
You're going to lose some... No, they got the new guy, Capaldi. I think they're going to lose some fangirls. Because he's not cute.
He's not in there.
Yet now, yet. That show is not never going to end, right? They're just going to keep going, right?
I hope not. I love it.
Well, he's essentially immortal. So.
I like this. I like this a lot, actually.
History of gaming.
On A Squad, this is the theme for when I do histories of like video games.
Okay. All right, so let's hear about that Daredevil.
Yeah.
All right. As if I needed more of a reason to watch it. Keep it low.
Lower than this?
A little low, but keep it on. As if I needed more of a reason to watch the new Netflix series of Marvel,
right?
Including Daredevil, they've cast their latest character for the female lead of Daredevil, Karen Page, Matt Murdock's girlfriend. He's thank God she found more work, Deborah Ann Woll of True Blood. AKA Jessica Hamby.
That girl is gorgeous. She has these big plump titties. She's looking great.
So now I'm more excited for Daredevil, because it's the guy from Boardwalk Empire is going to be dating the chick from True Blood and fighting crime in Hell's Kitchen.
Who's the guy from Boardwalk Empire that's playing?
Do you remember the Irish dude who got shoved in a box?
Shoved in a box?
Yeah, he was I forget his name on the show.
Was he the guy that was banging?
He was Nucky's guy.
Nucky's girl.
He was banging Nucky's girl.
And he died, and that's when she left.
That's the new Matt Murdock.
Yeah. Not a bad. He's from Hell's Kitchen. That's not bad.
That's not bad, right?
Yeah.
He's Irish. He's got the whole thing going for him. And then you got this redheaded, gorgeous goddess.
This trollop.
It's the word of the day.
This little piece of pie right here.
I wish I could think of a better word than trollop, but yes. This trollop. That guy's name is Charlie Cox, by the way.
Good name.
It's got
a lot of oomph.
Oh, and did we ever talk about who played Kingpin?
No.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah, the guy from
Law and Order?
No, I was going to say the best, better movie. The movie.
Men in Black?
No, not fucking Men in Black. It's like with the general Arlie Ermey's in it. That's where he made his
Full Metal.
Full Metal Jacket.
Right.
And also Rosario Dawson's in there in a secret
role. Oh damn! Another big set of titties.
How do you not want to watch this?
Oh man!
But he wants.
Too bad this isn't in 3D.
Forget that fucking terrible Daredevil movie from a few years ago. This sounds like the shit.
You still should kind of bring back Colin Farrell as the
Bullseye. I like Colin Farrell.
I hit my drinking hand and my drinking hand. Thank you, Riff Tracks.
You guys watch anything this week before we wrap it up? Anything cool?
I started The Misfits.
I'm wrapping up season 4.
I mean, so far so good in season 1 for me, but...
I'm interested to see if you have the same complaints that I do.
So far, it's... nothing really. I mean, I find... the kid a little obnoxious, but...
The Irish kid?
I can't tell what he is.
The main kid. The
he's
kid
Irish?
Without powers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Irish.
I watched The Butler and seeing True Blood again. Lafayette was Dr. Martin Luther King. I was like, that is bonkers to me.
That's
like, this sodomite.
I have a dream, hooker.
Oh, fucking sodomite.
No, because he's like a super, super, like... sexual dude in that show. It's
I've seen him on
the
show.
You watching True Blood?
Yeah.
It's stupid, right?
It's been stupid.
I mean, it's stupider.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere. It's got nothing going for it.
Nah.
This last season is garbage.
A lot of video store.
We have a Dexter final going on.
No, it's not that bad. Because I never loved Dexter like I never loved True Blood like I like Dexter. I liked True Blood for a long time.
Good point.
And you know what? I never was that into True Blood as I was in Dexter. I would never be that disappointed ever in a show. Couldn't be possible. No matter what True Blood does at the end, I don't care. If like racists run into Fangoria just shooting shotgun shells.
Fantasia.
Fangoria. That's actually a real magazine. You
Fangoria is the magazine. Yeah, I like awesome the magazine. That's why I'm correcting you.
Fantasia. Whatever it is, it can't be worse than Dexter.
Also, isn't that like a Mickey Mouse reference?
It's Fantasia, yes.
Yeah, so he's a badass vampire. We're going to call her Place. Hey, I like Disney.
No, you know what's funny? The last episode, they actually walked you through why it's called Fantasia. Is because the human, I think it was named Ginger or whatever fucking name is, she thought of it and then Pam gave her the giant mind trick. She's like, you will forget all of this. This is my idea.
Yeah.
And then Eric was like, you bitch. Like a little yenta. Like, you little bitch.
This show is so bad now.
It's over. Just so over. Just end it. Just put two shells into the back of its head and just...
They should have just called it quits last season. It's ridiculous.
If the ending isn't Deborah Ann Wall showing her titties
and just
while flicking her bean... I'm going to be a little upset.
Just for an hour. While this song plays.
Yes.
I tell you what, man. I'd much rather watch a Lafayette spinoff.
As Dr. Martin Luther King.
I would watch it.
Right.
Hooker, you need to take this
ass. I have so much street cred. They put my name on the signs.
I've seen the early seasons, and he's funny as hell.
I like him. He's a good
guy. You know what's funny? In the book, he dies, but they kept him around because he's awesome in the show.
And then that was kind of a mistake because he hasn't done anything for seasons. Four seasons. Nothing.
A little bit.
All right. Do we have anything else?
Might as well go to our plugs. See us at booth 583 at Comic-Con.
New York City Comic-Con.
The whole crew will be there.
We're all coming.
Lou, Pete, myself, Kaz, and Danielle.
Kaz has yet to be on the podcast.
Well, he lives in Connecticut, who's a tattoo artist. By the way, get your tattoos from Kaz.
Big Kaz.
A talented guy.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, we all know Danielle from the show.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And a dog Loki, big props to Loki.
We're going to have an appearance by Dave.
He will show there. He wrote Pete's new book.
We're going to have A-Squad's Dan showing up.
No.
No? He's not showing?
Not going to bother to do the multi-A thing. Just, it's going to be us just paying it back this year.
Right. Because I got some extra passes. That's all I'm saying.
You have extra passes?
I got maybe one or two coming.
All right. Well, I mean, if you want to give one to him, then it's all great.
All right. Well, we're going to be there.
Yeah.
The only ones you like, right?
Mm-hmm.
The three of us.
And if you want to play an impromptu game of living in America, just throw us out of city and we'll play with you.
All right.
Just remember the keyword, say, Paint a Black sends his regards when you see us. And we'll do something nice.
Or at least be like, ow! Live in America!
No, this year, the keyword, if you come up to our table and you go, vroom.
Right, vroom. Vroom. Who's gonna paint a black? Vroom.
Can we agree on that?
Or at least be like,
Applejacks, bitch!
Or I'd also accept, vroom! Except Chicago Bulls!
Now ball one!
Limo. What did you say the last time? You were like, Twin Peaks.
I'll make a deal with the audience right now. If you come up to our table, if you see us, and you see me, I'm the one with the beard and the bad hairline. You come up to us and you go, next motherfucker makes a move is gonna get pizza in the face. I will give you a dollar bill.
If you actually make a pizza gun, I'll give you my ticket for the whole show. Right. Like, I don't care. I'll stay out of the show and you could just pretend like you're me, sign shit all day. I don't care.
Or give Cats your last can of Pepsi.
No! Well, play it.
No! Oh, man, where is it?
It's the last can of Pepsi. No!
If you give me your last can of Pepsi / make a pizza gun, more than pizza gun, right. I will give you my pass for the weekend, all right?
All right, follow us on Twitter at PIB.
But do you realize how awesome that'd be if some guy's like, here is a pizza shooter, give me your pass. I would 100% take my pass off, give it to him, and I'd be shooting motherfuckers at that show. Like,
you'd be busting into the panels.
Where would I get more hot pizza, though? Like, just liquid pizza.
New York City, you're going to find hot pizza.
Would have to be like one tank full of pizza sauce and stuff, one tank full of napalm.
No, you need a third tank with toppings.
And then
napalm is a tank.
Because you got to set it on fire as it's going through. Like, they mix right at the end.
No, you need two tanks, one toppings, one pizza and dough, and then it just be super hot, like, you know?
Listen, I'm willing to go with the frozen pizza shooter, breaking niggas' necks.
Oh, my God, just taking heads with that. That's
the decapitator shooting frozen tombstones at people.
Breaking people's faces with it.
That is so appropriate.
Right. All right. So look forward to Pete's new comic.
The Seventh Fear.
Mm-hmm. Also look forward to our old comics.
The Hallowed,
The Hand of God.
Hand of God.
And our first comic, Lessons Learned.
Lessons Learned. All under...
Peanut Black.
Well, I was going to say Last Call series.
Under the Last Call series. Well, the Hallowed's not.
That's Hallowed's not. But the other two ones.
Yes.
Like.
Oh, and Kaz's new comic.
Southern Comfort.
So we should have some good stuff, and we're awesome. You should just come hang out with us.
Come say hi.
Yeah, we're going to drink a lot of beer, probably.
Let's record something.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, I like your podcast. Let's be honest.
Hey.
Or be like, hey, how much is that shirt? That Bear Shark
We also shirt. Have Bear Shark shirts / Painted Black shirts, which are way better.
Yeah, if you listen, don't be like, oh, those shirts are awesome. Later. Like,
if you're over 45 and a woman... Yeah. You're going to like our Showstopper t-shirts.
You're going to like the way you look.
It's weird.
I guarantee it.
It is weird. They do love them.
All right, Pete. So send us out tonight.
All right. So for myself, Pete, and Brian, and Lou, close the door behind you.